Good afternoon. News time 12 at noon. 52 degrees outside. Plenty of sunshine today. Enjoy it now since the weekend looks wet. We do want to let you know that there has been an accident along County C in the town of Plymouth. The accident scene just to the south of the County Roads intersection with County J. Might be best to avoid that street as there are crews on the scene investigating and cleaning up as a power pole was knocked out. Again, that is on County C in the town of Plymouth between Plymouth and Crystal Lake. Try to avoid that for the next few hours. In other news, four Sheboygan men are in custody following a month and a half long drug investigation by the Sheboygan County Meg Unit. Sheboygan Police Lieutenant Michael Williams said 26-year-old Kyle Hansen was arrested on October 22nd for being a suspected drug dealer. Authorities found over 60 grams of heroin when he was arrested, plus other controlled substances. He is currently in the county detention center awaiting formal charges. On Tuesday, authorities arrested 31-year-old David Peters for also being a suspected drug dealer. He was charged yesterday for drug possession, dealing, maintaining a drug trafficking place, and bail jumping. 30-year-old Robert Hansel and 33-year-old Frank Pass of the Fourth were also arrested with Peters and charged for related drug offenses. Williams said the Meg unit is still gathering information about this investigation. A leader at Children's Hospital is praising the work done by police and his co-workers as they learned of an active shooter yesterday. Eric Grillert has more.
My gratitude goes to our doctors, nurses, staff who calmly and correctly implemented our safety plan and, like always, put our patients and families first.
Dr. Michael Gutzeit is the chief medical officer at Children's Hospital. He says his staff followed protocol to a T Thursday afternoon.
We practice for scenarios like this, and they remain calm and attended to the patients and families and staff.
Gutzeit says the staff had a drill about a month ago to practice this very scenario.
For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillert.
The suspect that was harmed in the incident, 22-year-old Ashanti Hendricks, has been taken to the Milwaukee County Jail. The State Assembly worked into the early morning hours this morning on a number of contentious issues. The Assembly approved a bill to allow people to vote without a photo ID if they sign an affidavit that they couldn't afford one. Democrats claim it will still keep people from voting.
This is the kind of poverty shaming that this bill encourages. Can you imagine getting up the courage to say you're too poor to get a photo ID at the polls in order to exercise your constitutional right to vote?
The Assembly also approved a bill that allows recalls only if officials are suspected of crimes of ethical violations.
Elected officials shouldn't have to fear that a tough vote might escalate to a recall election. Voters shouldn't have to pay for costly and unnecessary elections.
They also approved bills to restrict access to the Gogebic mine site and to require high school students to take 3 credits each of math and science rather than the present 2. All of the bills are headed to the Senate, which isn't expected to take them up until January at the earliest. The governor will call for a special session of the legislature. Governor Walker is asking lawmakers to delay moving 77,000 BadgerCare recipients to Obamacare. As it stands now, those folks would lose coverage at the end of the year if they aren't successful in signing up for the federal exchanges.
I'm announcing officially a call for a special session of the legislature to take up several legislative initiatives related to the state's response to the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare.
Walker told reporters, "We don't want anyone in the state to fall through the cracks." Meanwhile, at the federal government level, Republicans on the House floor today supporting a measure that would allow insurers to continue offering coverage plans, even if they don't meet the new Obamacare requirements.
H.R. 3350 offers a legislative solution to help Americans get a lifeboat, a life raft, out from under the crushing weight of this law.
Texas Congressman Michael Burgess speaking there. Democrats say the effort is just the latest attempt to block the Affordable Care Act. President Obama yesterday said he'll take action to also allow the same continuing coverage, but only on existing plans, not new ones. A Sheboygan man who tried to break into an ATM machine in the city of Sheboygan with a crowbar last August has been sentenced to prison. 26-year-old Ian Kinney was smashing and prying on the U.S. Bank ATM at 13th and Clara when an alert neighbor heard the noise and called police. Officers responded and tracked Kinney down with the county canine. He was found hiding behind a tree and arrested. He never got into the ATM, which contained $40,000 at the time, but he caused damage totaling $10,000. He was sentenced in Sheboygan County Court this week to a year in prison, to be followed by 2 years on extended supervision. A Sheboygan man who robbed a man in the city of Sheboygan in September was sentenced this week in Sheboygan County Court. 42-year-old Thomas Parkman III will spend a year and a half behind bars and then 2 years on extended supervision. Authorities said he had approached a 58-year-old Sheboygan man who had just won $200 in a tavern lottery, pushed him off his bike, and then took the money from his wallet. A neighbor was able to get the license number from Parkman's car, and police used it to track him down. He was arrested at his home. If you're a customer of Alliant Energy, your electric bill will be going up. Mike Kinzel has more.
The PSC yesterday approved Alliant's request for a rate hike effective in January. It'll mean an increase of $1.17 in the monthly bill of the typical residential customer. Alliant President John Larson said even with the increase, customers' per kilowatt hour costs will still be lower than they were in 2011. Mike Kinzel, 1330 WHBL.
Again, a reminder that there is crews on the scene of an accident along County C in the town of Plymouth, just south of the intersection with County J. That's between Plymouth and Crystal Lake. Might be best to avoid that scene for the next few hours as crews continue to investigate and clean up. Your weather forecast, mostly sunny skies, highs in the low 50s. Going to be that warm as well this weekend, but rain a pretty good chance both Saturday and Sunday. We'll return you to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. I'm Rusty Melberg, WHBL News Time, 1206.